For a number of years in my professional life, I was privileged to have as my executive secretary a wonderful person named Marilyn Lynn Conrad. She and her husband David became personal friends as well. How pleased I was to learn that she was willing to put aside grandmother duty and the pleasures of her retirement to re-enter the workforce long enough to type the first draft of this manuscript. Working with her on this book reminded me anew of what a joy it had been to work professionally with her for 10 years, and, not coincidentally, on 5 previous books. I was immeasurably helped by my publisher, Mark Tauber, at Harper One, my editor, Michael Maudlin, my project manager, Liza Suniga, and my copy editor, Kathy Reigstad. Finally, I acknowledge publicly one more time the meaning, love, and support that I receive from my family. Christine is my adored wife, as well as my professional partner and editor, my confidant, my closest friend, and my deepest love. As this book will reveal, the depth of my relationship with her has been one of my windows into eternity. I was also privileged for 37 years to be the husband of Joan Lydia Kettner Spong, one of the people to whom this book is dedicated. Since this is my last book, I want to say just a word more about her. Joan's premature death to cancer in 1988 closed out an all too brief but beautiful life, and the pain associated with her long and difficult final sickness has made it all but impossible for me to talk about her publicly in any depth until relatively recently. She is the mother of our 3 daughters, and she, together with them, gave to me love in such abundance that I have been able to enter this ever-expanding circle called life in ways that I never imagined to be possible. I never want her memory to leave my consciousness. My love for Joan does not compete with my ability to love others. Indeed, it expands that ability. Because I will always love Joan, my love for Christine is even deeper and transformative. Next, there are those 3 daughters whom I have loved from the moment they were born. Ellen Elizabeth, Mary Catherine, and Jacqueline Kettner. That love later expanded to include their husbands or partners, Gus Epps, Augustus E. III, Jack Catlett, John B. II, and Virgil Sperioso. And then it found new dimensions in their children, my grandchildren, Shelby, Jay, John B. III, John and Lydia, and even in their pets, a cat Nolan, named for Nolan Ryan, and dogs Elsie Lou, a rather southern name.